This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you right here from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, just before Christmas. What a wonderful, we shared last week about how much we love the celebration of Christmas. And of course, it all is centered around God sending His Son and His first coming while we look forward to His next coming. We have in our family, my husband and I had four children, and those four children have 10 children, and in this room are three of them today, three of my grandchildren, and they all go to Brenda, and they're her three children, Jared the oldest, and then Brandon, and then Hannah. And Hannah, what'd you do yesterday?
I ministered in Springfield, actually ministered at a synagogue. Inside a synagogue.
Is that where they have their meetings?
Yeah.
It's a Christian meeting, though, mm-hmm. and they use the facilities of the synagogue.
Healing school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And have a healing school there how often? Once a month?
Once a week.
And so they ask you to come and...
I was their first guest minister there. They just kind of started. And then Millie, which is Hannah's,
Hannah
the girl
Daniels,
that I played basketball mm-hmm. with, she said she was praying in the Lord. Said for her to ask me to come, so I was glad that, you know, the opportunity that the Lord.
Yes, mm-hmm. and I understand you had a very special one thing that happened. I don't know if you're free to tell it on the air or not. Are you?
Yeah, just at the end, you know, she has people come up for prayer, whoever wants prayer, and I noticed there was a just that came in my heart from the, it was all the Lord, and he just said there's someone here that has, you know, needs to be healed of a broken heart. And I suddenly knew, and he didn't come up, so I just waited. And then I said, will you let me pray for you, the person that...
You knew who it was. That's the word of knowledge, yeah. When you know who it is.
Mm-hmm. And so he came up, and the Lord had a word for him and said that the enemies tried to stop him from, you know, walking in the plan that God had for him, and that... you know, I can't remember at all, but that he had been called in his mother's womb. And so he, you know, he was crying, and you can tell he's probably been out, you know, and, you know, not serving God his whole entire life, but, you know, he could tell he was tender and that he was open to the things of God. So anyways, his mom came up afterwards and she said that the enemy had been after his life, his whole life had been after, and she said he's been called, and she said that, he had a broken heart. His wife and his baby just passed away, and he has five children now because he was married, and then mm-hmm. that just happened. I didn't ask her.
All the details.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so thankful for Jesus, and we are so thankful that he sent a Redeemer. He sent a Savior. He sent him. And, you know, among these 10 grandchildren that we have, the oldest is Kylie. And Kylie and her husband, Jimmy Gatewood, baby's going to be coming to them in April. And Kylie was driving down the road and she got the name of the baby. His name came. Well, it was a name that she knew was a girl's name. And she thought she would have a boy. They hadn't yet found out. But indeed, they are going to have a little girl. And the name was given to her. And it's a name from the Bible. And so one of our Jewish friends sent to her what a name means to the Jews. And in the tradition, really, of the Bible. And you can see it so plainly. Remember when Jacob's wife... She was having a baby. They were on their way close by Bethlehem, and she died. And she was going to name the baby sorrow, my son of my sorrow. And her husband, Jacob, said, no, no, we're going to name the baby Benjamin. We say Benjamin. Yamin is your right hand. So he named him son of my right hand. If you see in the Bible, the Lord's strength is always shown through his right hand. And the fact the Redeemer is his right hand. He got our salvation with his strong right arm. And so it was important. He didn't want to name that name the wrong name. Now listen to here what is written in their books. And this comes from a Jewish lady that wrote to Kylie. One's name is one's vital force. It is stated in the holy books that the name by which a person is called constitutes one's soul and one's vital force. This means that when the soul inhabits the body, it draws life into it by means of the name through a correct joining of the letters of the name. In other words, when the name is spoken over the child, it's like a confession. Every time they call that little boy Benjamin, he became the strong right arm of his father Jacob. It caused it to happen in his life, where if he had been named son of my sorrow, no telling how he would have turned out. Couldn't have that because he's one of the 12 tribes of Israel. He's got to have a name that's going to be. So then they go on with this that they sent Kylie. One's name represents one's vital force, and that is hinted at by the word for soul. The word for soul is neshma. Do you hear in the middle of it, shem? The two letters in the middle form the word shem. Shem is name. You remember the three sons of Noah? What were their names? Shem. Answer me, kids. Shem, Ham, and Yafet. Shem is name. What do the Jews substitute when they're reading the Bible and they don't want to say Jehovah? What do they say?
Is it Hashem?
Hashem. Ha-vi-shem. So in the middle of the word for your soul-ish is the word Shem. So they think that it's very important that every time you speak a name over a child, you're breathing life force into it. Now the letters of a person's name are the pipeline through which life is drawn into the body. And the word Shem has the same numeric value as pipe. You know, like a pipe that pipes water to you. So in the Hebrew language, all the words are connected. They come in families of words. They have a root word. And then all that's in that family. But also words are connected by their gematria. And the gematria is this. Every Hebrew letter is a number. Aleph is one. Bet is two, and so on. So the same numbers that add up to Shem, name, add up to pipe. The pipe that, so they're piping life force into you by confession. And you might say that about any of our confessions. A confession of faith is a life force through a pipe going to an object. If you want your toe healed, you speak to that toe. And the force of faith goes through your mouth to that toe. And so it's a very wonderful thing to know. But thinking about that, I was thinking about his name, about the Lord when he came. Now, Jesus, when he came to earth, he kept the law. His parents kept the law. They fulfilled the law. And there's some very interesting things that we can see in Luke chapter 2. Now, would one of you like to read this for me? Would you like to read it, Brandon? Start at Luke chapter 2 and read verse 21.
Okay, Luke chapter 2,
21.
Mm-hmm. I'm using this Bible. It's a little tricky.
Oh, it's here. He's using the companion Bible, so just the scriptures are going to be here. I may have it in
here. Okay, Luke 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Now, here you go again. Do you remember, Jared, how Guy, weren't you with us when Guy told us about naming children?
Yeah, I haven't forgot about it.
Uh-huh. And what did he say?
He said...
This is our Jewish guide, young Jewish guide.
He said, it's very important. They might have an idea of the name, but they don't speak it until the eighth day, mm-hmm. until the day of birth.
Mm-hmm. The eighth day.
Yeah. And then another thing that he said was important is that they believe that an angel brings them the name.
Gives them a name. The name comes from heaven.
Yeah.
You don't just choose a name because you got a name book.
Yeah.
And that name, your first name, your last name starts with K, so you choose a name that starts with K. It's you get the name from heaven. All right, now that's what exactly happened in our Lord's life.
And I know, that's what I thought when we were talking about that today in prayer. Here comes Gabriel.
Yeah.
He brought the name.
He brought the name. So the angel brought the name. That's scriptural. Everything that happened is scriptural. So he brought the name. Now here, we've got, and the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child. They do not name that child till the eighth day. And at that child's circumcision, and what is the circumcision for the boy? It's when they go into the covenant, the Brit. So now we see, and I'm going to read to you from Leviticus chapter 12. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman has conceived seed and born a man-child, she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. And in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." Once the Lord said to me, what was the first blood Jesus shed? And I was thinking, well, was it that blood in the garden, you know, when he sweat blood? And then the Lord said to me, no, his first blood that he ever shed was on the day of his Brit, the day he entered into covenant with God and man. And so they have brought this baby on the eighth day. Now listen to what it says. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Yeshua. That's when they called that name upon him for the very first time. Now, it wasn't the first time, like you said, that our guy told you. His name had already been given. His name had been given by an angel. Joseph was thinking about Mary and all these things, how she was pregnant and how he could put her away without making her a laughing stock, or worse yet, be stoned. And Matthew 1:20. But while he thought on those things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Yosef ben David, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Actually, what Yeshua means is he shall save. Yeshua. His name is connected with the word salvation. And so just like you said, Guy said, the Jews believe now that an angel comes from heaven with the name. An angel came from heaven, gave the name to Joseph, but it was on the eighth day that he was called that name. And that name was pronounced over him. Now tomorrow we're going to look more at his names and what they meant. And the wonderful, wonderful announcements that came to us then, and how we're looking forward to his coming again. So this is Billy Braham and grandchildren saying, shalom, shalom, until tomorrow. And you might want to read Luke chapter 2 before we come back. Just give you a little bit of homework here. That'll be good.